thinking when they acting right, thinking when they acting up. Same thing with Jehovah, your husband. Give thanks in storms of life. And we've had plenty of storms here in Louisiana in the last 3 or 4 months, and look like we're finna go into another one. A natural disaster, anything. Learn how to appreciate it and thank God that you are alive. We get upset if we can't get water. We get upset if they don't come with the money fast enough. And don't ever stop and give thanks for life. Amen? Keep thankfulness in times of financial stress. Express thankfulness in trust. We can trust God to work everything together for our good. That's what his words say, and that's what he do. Even in situations where it seems impossible for any good to come from them, from those circumstances, we have to learn to just appreciate and love God, because he does have our best interest at heart. He is always working things out for our good. You know, we read these words, and sometimes I think we read them with absent-minded thinking that everything is always going to be right. And sometimes things, life just is not a smooth sailing. But if you don't know how to stay in the boat, you will capsize every time. Give thanks in every area of your life, because it is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Be blessed. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you today. We glorify and magnify your name. We thank you, God, for a brand new day we never witnessed before, a day you have made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for waking us up early this morning and closing our right mind. We thank you for a mind of Christ, the mind to call upon your name today, and the mind to serve you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you with a spirit of humility, asking for forgiveness. Forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you today. We just want to give you honor, glory, and praise. Father God, you say no man shall have your glory. So we give you the glory this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, you told us give thanks in all things. So God, we thank you, because you say everything works together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. In the name of Jesus. And God, we just give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. Father God, we thank you today with the help of the Holy Spirit and by your grace. We join with the heavenly host, making a joyful noise to you and serving you with gladness. We come before your presence with singing. Lord, we know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that you are God. You're the only one and true God. There's none before you and there's none after you. It is you who made us, not we ourselves. We are yours. We are your people, and the sheep are your pastor. Father God, you say all souls belong to you. And you wish that none should perish. Father God, you claim everybody. And Lord, we just thank you this morning. Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and presence as an offering of thanks. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful and delight to say so. We bless and affectionately praise your name. For you are good, and your mercy and loving kindness is everlasting. Father God, your mercy endureth forever. Thank you for grace and mercy today. Thank you for your faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. It is a good thing and delightful thing to give thanks to you, O Most High, in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, perfect the fruit of our lips in the name of Jesus. Father God, teach us what to say, when to say, and how to say. We ask you this morning to put a guard at the door of our lips. Tell us how to say, because words can kill. Father God, teach us the right words to say, the right way to say, and how to say it. Help us draw thanksgiving forth from our innermost resources. Reach down into the most secret places of our heart that we may know and signify thanksgiving to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our parents who gave us life. We are grateful for the victories and achievements we have experienced in spite of our hurt, pain, disappointment, the bruises and the abuses that boxed us in when we were small children. You used them for our good, even though Satan intended for our destruction. Father God, we thank you today. We just praise you. You prepare us to listen to the inner voice, the voice of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for grace, which is teaching us to trust us, to trust you, because you said put your trust in no man, because man will fail you. We thank you for your grace and mercy, God, even when it's undeserving. Thank you for life, life in all abundance, because you say you came to give us life and life more abundant. Father God, we believe it and we receive it today in Jesus' name. It was you who gave us a desire to pray, not we ourselves. We thank you, God, that you put a desire on the inside us for us to pray. And we are grateful for the prayer closet where we meet. We thank you for your word. Your life, our life is not existing without your word. We thank you for your word. Life is exciting, and we are grateful that we are alive for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the past and present relationships, the ones we have learned from, the ones that oppose us, the ones that was for us. You taught us, Father God, to recognize and understand our strength and weakness. You say everything worked together for our good. You gave us discernment and spiritual understanding, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you right now, Father God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you, God. We owe everything to you, God, because we are nothing and we can't do nothing without you. You are our Father. We are your child, loved by you unconditionally. Father God, we thank you that you love us. You say you are always with us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. Wherever we at, you'll be there. Even if we in hell, you'll make our bed for us. You be with us everywhere. But we pray, God, that everybody, every soul, turn their life over to Christ. So in hell, we won't look up in your, we won't raise up our eyes. We rejoice in you, Lord, and give thanks at the remembrance of your holiness. We thank you, Father God. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Jesus is Lord over our spirit, our soul, and our body. In Jesus' name. Jesus had been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We ask you to strengthen us, God, in the name of Jesus. You say, let the weak say they strong. We are strong today in the might and the power of God, in the name of Jesus. The Lord is our shepherd, and we do not want. We thank you today, God, that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, God. Father God, you say give thanks in all things. You say don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. You want us to thank you now, even before it's happened, because we walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we do not have fret or have anxiety about anything. In the name of Jesus. Father God, if we walk by faith and not by sight, we won't have fret or worry about anything. That's what you told us, God, and we believe what your word said. You say you're not the God to lie, neither the son of man, that you need to repent. We thank you today, God. We thank you that we are the body of Christ. We are redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore our sickness and carried our diseases in his own body. By his stripes, we are healed. We forbid any sickness or disease to operate in our body, any germs, every organ, every tissue, our body function, and the perfection what God created to function. So we curse COVID-19 to the root. Any disease, sickness, germs, name or unnamed, we curse it to the root. We speak death over COVID-19, and the sickness, disease, germs that's attacking our body to whistle up and die in Jesus' name. And God, we honor you and bring glory to you in our bodies in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ. Hold the thoughts and feelings and purpose of his heart in the name of Jesus. We are a believer and not a doubter. Father God, you said in your word, believe it when you pray. You say, believe when we go before you in prayer, we're going to have to believe it for it to manifest. God, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to speak your word. You say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall last forever. Teach us how to hold fast to your word. Hold fast to our confession. Father God, teach us how to confess your word every day. You say we have what we say with our mouth. Teach us how to speak your word in spite of what we see, what's going on around us. Teach us how to speak your word. because you say you watch over your word to perform it. If we don't speak it, you don't have it to watch. Teach us how to speak your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And you shall bring it to pass. It shall manifest because you said so. We decide to walk by faith and practice faith. Our faith come by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Father God, teach us how to read the word, how to study the word. You say study the word and show ourselves approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Teach us, God. We asking you today, God, because we need you. We are nothing without you, and we can't do nothing without you. Teach us, God, how to walk by faith this day in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the author and the developer of our faith. So we are asking you today, God, in the name of Jesus, teach us how to walk by faith so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who abides in us riches, and it teaches us all things. Tell us where to go, what to do, what to say, what not to say. And it brings all things to our remembrance. We curse Alzheimer, Parkinson, any disease that the enemy tried to bring up on the people of the land to the root. Because the word of God say the Holy Spirit bring all things to our remembrance. So devil, you are a lie. You're the father of a lie. You're the beginning of a lie. You're the end of a lie. We speak healing to the mind this day in the name of Jesus. We speak a mind of Christ over the minds right now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, we thank you because great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you today. We thank you that we got a mind of Christ. We thank you, though, that his love abides in us richly. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that the kingdom of light and love in the world and then the wicked one touches us not. We thank you that the wicked one touches us not. Because the greater one live on the inside of us. We thread up on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We take the shield of faith and quenches every fiery doubt. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We curse every demonic force to the root right now. And we speak life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the word to work for us. Let the word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Father God, we thank you today. We just praise you today. We thank you that you did not give us the spirit of fear. We rebuke and bind that spirit of fear from over the land, and we curse it to the root in the name of Jesus. You gave us love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for a sound mind today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a mind of Christ right now in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We lift the president and all world leaders up to you, the scientists, the doctors, the nurses, and everyone that's going forth for a cure for COVID-19. We speak the cure has already been found. He say, speak things not as though they were, speak it into existence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442.